it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I seem to recall you're going to be looking about and telling us all about a man who saw the light.
Yes, indeed. A Saffron Walden man, actually. Mm-hmm. Born 1644, so we're talking quite a long while ago.
Yeah.
And his name was Henry Winstanley.
Right.
And Henry Winstanley, again, he was a multi-talented man. He was very skilled at all things mechanical. He was a draftsman. He was an engineer. He was a designer. So, multi-talented man, but he's credited, his claim to fame, with designing the first Eddystone Lighthouse.
Oh, right.
Yes, an incredible achievement. How he came to design it is interesting. We know that at one point in his career, he actually worked at Audley End.
Mm.
So, the Essex connection's quite strong. He worked at Audley End when Audley End was briefly, and it was only briefly, in the ownership of King Charles II.
Mm-hmm.
And whether he did much work for Charles II himself, I don't know, but certainly he was working on the estate there in Charles's day. He was very confident of his work on Eddystone Lighthouse. Too confident, in fact, because in 1703, in spite of warnings, he decided to spend the night in the lighthouse to demonstrate what a wonderful structure it was. Trouble is, it coincided with the night of the Great Storm.
Dear.
And that's where Henry Winstanley died.
Dear me. All right.
So, but just as a final note, it's said that his house that was just outside Saffron Walden was full of the most amazing mechanical devices.
All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Margaret. Scott.